Hi, thanks very much for coming. Can you start by telling us what your job role is?
My job role is I'm an early years advisory teacher and an area special educational needs coordinator.
And how did you get into this role?
I got into this role when the government brought out new legislation about 13 years ago, which meant that preschools and nurseries were entitled to access to special needs help at a ratio 1 to 20 and qualified teacher status at a ratio 1 to 10. So prior to that, I was a long-term reception class teacher, wanted to stay in early years, and this gave me the opportunity to have a career without having to move onwards and upwards and go across the whole primary range.
Great. And how did you see your career when you were 15?
When I was 15, it was either teaching or European politics, bizarrely. I think teaching's always featured in there. I trained early primary, so I always wanted to be an infant school teacher. I think that it's where you can make the biggest difference. I'm not going to lie and say that when I was a very young man, there are certain elements of being a young male in secondary school that kind of made me wary of it. Little did I know about working in early years. But I think I wanted to work in the early years. I think we had maybe 140 odd on the course. I think there were three of us.
Great. And what kind of route have you taken in terms of qualifications and training?
Obviously, PGCE was the way into teaching, and since then it's really been any number of trainings across the years, but an awful lot of on the job and as you go. I think that's slightly curtailed under these challenging times, but yeah.
And what do you find are the best parts of your role?
No two days are the same. Every day is, yeah. Some days are not so good, but every day is going to have something different. So to be in a job where I still love going to work every day is a privilege.
What do you see have been the benefits for you?
What, for me personally?
Yeah.
And not a lot, because I'm a big mouth. Unfortunately, my brain and my mouth don't always work in unison. So no, I think it's... I think it's allowed me to have a long career, touch wood, helping, hopefully making a difference. My mantra is kind of a one child, one setting. I think you've got to keep it realistic. I think if you have a white charger mentality that you're going to somehow change the world, then you're going to probably drive yourself mad. But it's allowed me to channel my passions and make a difference, I hope.
Great. And what have you seen? What can you see as the benefits for the children?
For me? Well, obviously in this role, it's more about two sides of the job. So in essence, it's a little bit removed now to what it once was. So my role is principally to support practitioners. But I have to say that I love it when I can get in and actually roll around the floor. But I like to think that my knowledge and expertise as it is can make a difference to practitioners and impact on the lives of children. With the SEN front, it's grown and grown. The SEN requirements now are huge, the numbers are huge, and I think there we really do make a difference on the real pointy end with the education, health and care plans, and also the growing involvement in social care, which is not exactly what was on the sign up, but is increasingly important and makes a difference for some very vulnerable children.
Great. Thanks ever so much
okay.
for coming in.
Yeah,
thank
no
you.
Problem.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.